Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, ticker time here on The Fan. We're talking national championship LSU with their dream season. They complete the undefeated run, and they beat Clemson 42-25 last night. So our good friend Gordy Rush down there, the sideline reporter for LSU football on Twitter at GLRush3. Give him a follow, is joining us now here on the ticker. Gordy, thanks so much. I know you're probably up pretty late partying pretty hard, but I want to start with the deficit. They fall behind by 10. Was there a part of you that kind of looked around and thought, uh-oh, they could be in trouble here? Or did it seem very calm on that sidelines to the point where you thought, nah, they'll get right back in this?
No, I was calm because, you know, I've been around this football team enough to know that offensively LSU was going to figure out what Brett Venables was doing. Venables is a fantastic defensive coordinator. He likes to bring a lot of pressures. And he showed a little bit different look. He played a lot of dime last night. Hadn't shown the strong safety down in the tackle box and some wrinkles. But, you know, LSU was able to figure it out. In fact, what they did is they went on the edge of Ja'Marr Chase in man-to-man coverage. And obviously Chase set a, bowl record or championship record with 200-plus yards, and Burrow was phenomenal.
Yeah, and you look at that win, too. I don't think people were surprised that LSU won, but I was a little surprised just in how dominant it was. I mean, to blow them out by 17, You made Trevor Lawrence look like he didn't belong on the same stage. They outgained him by 300 yards. Were you surprised with how dominant and emphatic of a win that was?
You know, no, I have 45-31. I felt like the part of the game that nobody was really talking about was LSU's defense, and only because I was with this team all season long. They had four of their front seven guys get hurt against Texas. It was a really soft schedule early before you got an SEC play, so they took their time getting people back. The long and the short of it, LSU's defense didn't get healthy until probably Alabama and really Arkansas, Texas A&M. So the last four games, before the national championship, this has been as good a defense as you got in college football. I mean, you got three, four guys that will be first-round draft picks. Three of them this year may be first-round draft picks. And they started playing together. And I thought that Clemson would get theirs. And like I said, I had it at 31. But I thought LSU's defense had the athletes to get after them.
Yeah, Gordy Rush is our guest, LSU sideline reporter for the LSU Radio Network. He's joining us here as the Tigers win the national championship last night. They beat the Tigers. That's kind of weird. But Gordy, I'm curious, a lot of people thought LSU would be really good. I think people always generally throw LSU in that conversation. I don't know if anybody quite saw this kind of season coming. I'm just curious, as a guy who has the access that a lot of people don't, when is a moment where you thought to yourself, we could see something incredibly special, because they broke all kinds of records offensively, and to have this kind of year is just, I didn't see anybody predicting it.
I would say the LSU coaches clinic, and I'd say in mid-April, when they hired Joe Brady, who was an offensive assistant, not an assistant coach, but an analyst type for Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints. And they started installing some of his offense in the back half of the year, last year. But when they hired him as a passing game coordinator, and he brought a reel of Sean Payton's New Orleans Saints offense, you knew that LSU had the wide receiver talent that was underutilized. Mm-hmm. And we all had a feeling that Joe Burrow had a chance to be special. Not Heisman Trophy, not number one draft pick. I didn't see that. I thought, before the season, here's a guy that would have a chance to make an NFL roster. and could play on Sunday because he had the smarts and all the above. And he was a little banged up last year when he got in from Ohio State. Mm-hmm. But I thought finally they were going to bring a 2019 offense to Baton Rouge instead of running the 1990 toss dives and things that, you know, that LSU featured under Les Miles.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a modernized offense, man. And it was incredible to watch this year. I've been to New Orleans before. That place is awesome. And I remember going and thinking to myself, if Oregon ever gets to one of these games, I am making myself go just because of that city and that game. What was it like last night down in that city?
Well, I'm born and raised in New Orleans. I mean, it's Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, and, you know, all of the above, right? I mean, it's just an unbelievable atmosphere. And, I mean, to think that LSU, every time that they've won the national championship, the game has been in New Orleans.
Right.
I mean, so naturally there are a lot of people like me that were overserved and probably didn't get enough sleep last night.
How often do you – I'm assuming, Gordy, I'm just going out on a hunch here because I know a couple people over here in Oregon and Oregon State who do what you do. I'm assuming you talk to coach every halftime after the game for a minute. Yeah. How often do you understand him versus you kind of just roll with it and say, yeah, and ask the next question?
Well, you know, look, I'm from New Orleans. I've known Bebe for 25 years. And so I'm not Pat Hayden, right? I'm not Pat Hayden. Right. Like, I can't bring this guy to Bel Air Country Club. I'm not going to hire him. So, no, I get him. You know, I get him. We have a great relationship, and I'm so happy for Ed, you know, to have gone through the adversity that he did in his life with the Ole Miss job, not get the job at USC when he really loved that place and wanted that job. And to wind up being the head coach here and bring a national championship back to the state, it's just a phenomenal story.
Yeah, you guys beat two teams last night, Clemson and USC, making them both look pretty stupid winning the title with Ed O. I am curious, though, when you talk about Ed Orgeron and trying to get this thing in the right direction and maybe establish a dynasty, what is it about him that sticks out? And then how different was this title from the other title that Les won in terms of how it makes maybe the fans feel?
Well, I think the stands out about Ed is that, you know, Tommy Tuberville said down here, the old Auburn coach, 70% of college football is recruiting. I mean, Mario's done an incredible job up your way at Oregon, and so he's done that. And the thing about Ed is that I think because he failed, he learned to delegate, let his coaches coach, and understands what his lane is and what he's trying to get done. You know, he goes as Coach O, and so the big push here is he's the CEO. And he understands that role, and he embraces it. And this team this year, I tell you, they performed at a steady level just about every game. Other than we played Ole Miss, it was 31-7 at halftime. 70% of the Ole Miss fans left the stadium. It was cold, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it became tough football to watch at that point. But other than that, I mean, this team has really played at the same level all year.
Yeah. The CEO model works, man. When you do it right, it's working down there. I will ask, just going forward, because we've seen programs, and LSU's won champion, you know, Saban won a title there, and Les Miles won a title there. Now Ed O's done it. But we've seen programs that have been able to kind of catapult this into a dominant run. You know, Clemson finally broke through with Deshaun Watson. Now you look at what the last couple of years have been for them. Just looking at LSU, I mean, it feels like everything was evolving, if you will, around Joe Burrow. But what's your gut tell you on Brady? I know he said that he wants to come back next year. So what's your gut say on that? And then what does the future look like next year at LSU?
Well, I think first off, you know, I think Brady's going to get, it's been rumored Matt Rhule wants him with the Panthers. And so the question is, and he wants him to be the OC over in Carolina. And does Joe want to recruit or does Joe want to call ball? And so I think that's interesting. But the thing for LSU, I think the offense is in. Steve Ensminger, you know, called probably 80% of the plays this year. And you know, there's some other guys. In fact, I haven't, because I've been in the quarter, I know that George Munoz, who's really high thought of here in Baton Rouge, was an offensive assistant. I interviewed up with Mario, and I'm not sure if they've named an OC up at Oregon yet.
Not yet.
But you know, if Brady happens to leave, I think a lot of people would love to see George. You know, get that gig. I think the offense remains the same. You know, the question is, what do you do at quarterback? Miles Brennan is in his third year with the program, has a live arm, and has now been in that system. They've recruited well. Do you hold a spot for a transfer portal guy? I think there are a lot of questions in the offseason. guys, I think what makes it tough to do in a dynasty, and I think the Saban run, you know, was really, really unique, because the SEC West is really, really difficult to do that in. And you've got so many great programs over here. Now, look, you got Leach and Lane Kiffin in Mississippi, both the Mississippi schools. So, I mean, the track's gotten a little bit harder here, where I think it's a little bit easier to get that thing done at Clemson. Just having a chance to watch the ACC film in the game this year, and I'm not an ACC hater. And look, there's good football in the Pac-12. You know, to me, the ACC is just a different level, and you can sustain it a lot better at Clemson than at LSU, Alabama, Auburn.
Yeah, great stuff. Gordy Rush, the LSU sideline reporter for the LSU Radio Network, our guest here. The Tigers win the national championship. You can catch Gordy on Twitter at GL Rush. Give him a follow. Thanks so much, Gordy, for the time, man. Congratulations to the school and your journey, having to follow this around all season long and getting to watch them do something incredibly special. Doesn't happen very often.
No, great, man. The detox starts January 15th.
Stay strong, brother.
All right, man. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.